Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Connie Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon fires to first and picks off Minoso. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. George Kell now playing first base. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Smith moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Narragon and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fain takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0-for-1 in the game. Narragón hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Narragón reaches second base with a double. Rosen scores. There goes Fain trying to get to home. Minoso throws the ball into Carrasquel, who relays the ball to Lawler, who tags Fain, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Narragón moves to third. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Narragón scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila is hit by the pitch. Lemon moves to third. Smith moves to second. Rudy Regalado pinch runs for Bobby Avila. Ralph Kiner pinch hits for Gene Woodling. Maury Martin now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Lemon scores. Smith moves to third. Regalado moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Regalado now playing second base. Ralph Kiner now playing left field. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan pinch hits for Hal Narragón. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Martin, and towards Carrasquel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Regalado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Rosen steals second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fain is called out on strikes. One out. Dixie Howell now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Ray Narlski now pitching. Sam Dente now playing second base. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Northey pinch hits for Jim Busby. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Bob Niemann now playing right field. Jim Rivera now playing center field. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski bunts towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.